Eduardo Campolo en Recopado.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. Zambia eyes 1 million turn copper milestone in 2025. Institute for Labour Research and Development calls for inclusivity for persons with disabilities. In international headlines, Malema convicted of hate speech by the country's Equality Court. In sports, Amukonga chases glory in Zurich Diamond League final. And other news in detail. Professional Teachers Union of Zambia, PROTUS, has commended the United Party for National Development, UPND, administration for the successes recorded in the education sector in the past 4 years. The UPND government free education policy has given an opportunity to every child in the country to access education from every corner of the country, from early childhood to secondary level in government schools. PROTUS Public Relations and International Affairs Manager Brian Miller says, in the history of the country, the nation has witnessed the historical recruitment of teachers of over 41,000, the scaling up of schools' feeding program for learners. Mr. Miller says the union is alive to the fact that through the Ministry of Education, over 4.6 million school-going children are fed through the National School Feeding Program, which benefits more than 8,190 primary schools across 106 districts.
The union further wishes to commend government for clearly segmenting the education system in the country by operationalizing the three directorates, namely the Directorate of Secondary Education, the Directorate of Primary Education, and the Directorate of Early Childhood Education, respectively. These efforts are commendable. These initiatives and others represent a significant focus of the new Dawn administration on increasing access and improving the quality of education in Zambia.
The Zambia Institute of Public Relations and Communication has congratulated Mr. Webster Malido on his appointment as Director General of the Independent Broadcasting Authority, IBA. Mr. Malido's appointment brings to IBA a seasoned media and communication expert with an exceptional track record in governance and development finance. Organization Registrar Chief Executive Officer Nimon Samukanga Mlea says Mr. Malido has been a valued partner of the Institute, generously sharing his expertise in numerous capacity building programs for the Institute and its members. He says Mr. Malido's insights have helped shape the competences of communication professionals across the country and in advancing the professionalism. Now, the Zambia Institute for Labour Research and Development has called for inclusivity and reasonable accommodation for persons with disabilities for any meaningful development in the country. Institute Programs and Communication Manager Francis Piri has bemoaned the lack of infrastructure that can accommodate persons with disabilities in the labour workforce and the challenges of persons with disabilities in getting employment in both the informal and formal sectors. And Institute Research and Administrative Manager Messi Mwale has noted that the mode of transportation in the country does not support persons with disabilities, leading them into poverty and financial crisis. She has lamented the poor implementation of existing laws to protect persons with disabilities. The United Mine Workers Union of Zambia says the country is on track to achieve the 1 million metric tons milestone in copper production this year. Union General Secretary Yotham Nyirongo expressed optimism about the recent developments in the mining sector, citing the newly commissioned S3 expansion project at Kansanshi Mine in Solwezi of Northwestern Province. He adds that the revival of Mopani and Konkola copper mines is a positive step that could help Zambia reach its long-term goal of producing 3 million metric tons of copper within the next decade. Environmentalists meeting in Lufanyama district of Copperbelt province have issued 16 demands to curb mining violations. This was at an event hosted by Caritas Zambia, Transparency International Zambia and the Center for Environmental Justice with support from Action Aid and the Carter Center Foundation. The Indaba was held under the theme Mining with the People, for the People, Reclaiming Local Benefits in Lufanyama. Presenting a communique on behalf of stakeholders, Transparency International Zambia, TIZ, through its Transparency Advocacy Group, Representative Brenda Kashimba called for enhanced revenue management and transparent reporting to ensure communities are informed about mining revenues received by local authorities. Kashimba emphasized the need for mining companies to be held accountable for their social responsibilities and environmental impacts. She added that companies must adhere to existing regulations and uphold human dignity and well-being.
The government needs to prioritize the well-being of community members and ensure mining activities do not compromise environmental integrity. There is need for coordination among relevant government departments to harmonize mining revenue remitted by mining companies and follow-up companies that are non-compliant. The local council to create a database for youths, men and women in need of employment in Lufanyama district to ensure transparency in the recruitment process. The mines should take environmental sustainability seriously and follow the regulations provided for in the Zambia Environmental Management Act. The government should place the interests of vulnerable communities first before any investment.
We now take a break to stay tuned for international and sports news.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the Ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forthwith.
Covering the nation, telling your stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news.